Today's July 15th, 2020. I am 11 years old. My name is Blake. Ever since I have been quarantined, I have wondered what my summer would have been like. Also, because I can't get the summer I want, I have decided to make my own summer. This summer camp I have attended is Blake's summer camp. In this camp, I was thinking I want to try a new activity. It's been 2 years since I've tried something new, so I thought I put my heart and soul into thinking, and I finally came up with what I want to do. I want to start gymnastics again. This is my story. When I was 8 years old, I tried gymnastics. I was pretty good. I was getting the attention I needed and the motivation I hoped for with the help I needed to succeed. I was in a recreational class with about 5 other girls. It was fun. We all got along well. Then it all changed. The class's max was about 15 girls, soon it exceeded to 25 girls, and there was only one coach. When we would go to the floor, the teacher would explain the drill, then walk off and leave. When I needed help, there was no one, so I did just what looked right, and my skills started to deteriorate. By the time the expo in June rolled around, I was horrible at gymnastics. You might be wondering how could someone making so much progress become so bad? Well, at this point, I had started to give up. I stopped practicing at home and trying to improve. Instead, I started to settle with the fact that I couldn't get any better and stopped trying in class. I would hide in the bathroom and complain to my mom that I didn't want to go. How can such a beautiful sport rock you to the core? Now, I was the worst in my group, but everyone knew I still had it in me to do better, but I didn't want to take my chances, so I quit. Soon, the expo came and went, and I had already quit right after. Now, to the present day. It has been 3 years since I've done gymnastics. I've done gymnastics here and there, but one day I stumbled upon some gymnastics videos and started watching a couple. Then one had the name, Ready to Compete, Whitney Bergen. When I watched this, I really felt inspired and wanted to make my dream reality and start gymnastics again. So I started to teach myself new skills. However, I still wanted to know what I could still do. So after trying some tricks, I figured out what I still had to learn. So I went online and found a skill I really wanted to try, the backbend. First, I looked up some videos on what it looked like and how to do them. Then, when I found a really instructional video, it said, do it at a gymnastics center. Then as soon as I read that, COVID got revenge. I couldn't go to the gym. I couldn't even learn the skill. Then I realized it might be hopeless, but I knew COVID-19 couldn't stop me. I would learn the trick all on my own. So every day for a month, I would practice on the wall, bending my body further down. Then one day, I was out in the front yard, counting how many people had masks on. Then I was pretty bored. Out of the 30 people I had seen, only 22 had masks. So I was in the grass. I felt this off ground. Checked the grass to make sure there were no bugs, of course. Then I did what I did. I did what I tried and practiced for months. When I reached the ground, I felt a sigh of relief. Even though I couldn't hold it for very long, at least I had done it. Now, to this day, my backbend is perfected. It's all because of my belief. It's because of COVID-19 and believing in myself. Thank you for listening.